January 12th, 2026. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series. I am your host, Downtown Danny Brown, and I'm coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in our beloved Banting Park home. I am joined, as always, by my extraordinary producer, the mighty Max Martinson, coming to you from the comfort of his Cream City home close to the MATC and Milwaukee PBS studios. And This Week in Waukesha is a civic media production, and our aim is always acting locally, thinking globally. And tonight's guest, I think, could certainly help us with that. We've been trying for months to get her on the show. Back in September, she was organizing like a workshop or a seminar, and unfortunately, we weren't able to promote that. But anyway, her name is Bev Anderson, and she has over 30 years of childcare experience. She is the executive director, is that correct?
Correct.
Of Ebenezer Childcare in Elm Grove. And, you know, there's been a lot going on in the world this week, probably the biggest issue next to what's going on in Venezuela and the rest of the world is the murder of a citizen in Minnesota by an ICE official, and some of the protests that have risen up nationally as a result. And with all the chaos going on, you know, this week in Waukesha tends to, you know, we feel it's important to focus on the local issues as well. And kind of keep our eye on the ball. Not to say that's what's going on around the world isn't important. It certainly is. But oftentimes it can be a red herring to the things that are most important to us. And most people would agree that, you know, children are among the highest priorities in terms of what's most important to all of us, whether you have children or not. And, well, let's start. Bev, tell us about yourself.
Okay. Well, as Don said, my name is Bev Anderson, and I have been with Ebenezer Child Care Centers for 33 years now, but I've been in this field and career my entire working life, so over 40 years. Mm-hmm. I have a degree in this field. I have a great passion for this field and for the children and the staff who, you know, work for, not only for us, but, you know, anywhere in this field. So I, you know, have been very involved in a lot of different ways, not only with my own agency, but also throughout the state and our communities with advocacy efforts. And I feel very, very passionate about that. We're a very undervalued, underpaid industry, but we take care of the most valuable possessions that anyone has or society has. So, you know, I will continue, even though I'm getting close to retirement, I will continue till the end to keep fighting the fight and trying to do what's right for our field.
Sure. So if you could tell us a little bit more about Ebenezer, how many staff do you have?
We have approximately 150 staff, 150. Wow. We have 8 sites currently.
Okay.
We had 3 at the beginning of 2025, and then in February of 2025, we merged with Mary Linsmeyer Schools, and their 4 locations became part of ours. And then we opened a new location in November in the Bayview, Southside, Milwaukee area on 4th Street. And so now we currently have 8 sites.
Wow.
Waukesha, Brookfield, Fond du Lac, West Allis, Downtown, Oak Creek, South Milwaukee, and Bayview.
Wow. So you probably feel more like an administrator of a small college than you do a...
Sometimes. We have over 500 families enrolled.
Wow.
With too. So
500 families. How many children do you serve?
It would, well, it's actually probably a little less than 500 with the families. It's a little over 500 children, because there are many families that have multiple children with us.
Sure. Yeah. That's terrific. And is it, I'm assuming it's, well, it's probably from birth to,
we accept children from 4 weeks through 12 years. Wow. So generally they're not as young as 4 weeks when they enroll, but there might be. And then for the older school, older age children, we have them before and after school. And then in the summertime, we have a full summer program for school age children that's really separate from the younger children.
Okay. Terrific. And in your professional opinion, what is the state of child care in the state of Wisconsin today?
I would say it's in a pretty critical state. You know, there's just not enough funding coming in. There's quality programs closing. And during the pandemic, we were deemed as, you know, a necessity. And so we, most of us remained open throughout. And we started getting additional funding to help us and to support families and our staff. And then that funding in the last 2 years basically started dwindling away, and it was going to completely go away had Governor Evers not found some additional funding to be able to help. But that funding is going to be ending this year. So it's at a really critical state, because with we consider ourselves the infrastructure for businesses in the community.
Yeah.
if we're not there, where are employees going to take their children?
Right.
And what are businesses going to do?
Sure. And so the funding that's been cut, has any of that been federal funds, or has it all been state and local?
I believe the last round was state funds. I'm not 100% positive on that, but I believe that was state.
And these funds, are they primarily their subsidies for families to help them underwrite the child care to make it affordable for them? Is that correct?
We do have, there's a program called Wisconsin Shares. And if certain families qualify, depending on their income, then the state does subsidize some of their tuition.
Okay. And then some of it, does it go directly to you as a child care operator that makes it, you know?
Well, it actually, the funding actually goes, it's called like, there's a card that the families have. And it gets loaded on the card. And the only way the money on that card can be used is paying childcare providers. And so the families initiate that payment from the card.
Yeah. And I'm willing to kind of go out on a limb and say that it's not all just lower income families that are eligible for the card or that need that card. It's a lot of working families, right? That
correct.
Aren't keeping up with the rate of inflation.
Right. Yeah, there unfortunately ends up being kind of this group that they don't qualify for Wisconsin Shares, but they can't necessarily afford quality child care either. And so they kind of fall between the cracks and, you know, may end up in, you know, lesser quality programs because they might charge less. I mean, quality costs. It costs to provide a quality program.
Sure. Yeah, you know, I think about that when you talk about lower quality, and right away, like, choice schools come to mind. And is there a category of child care schools that are choice schools?
Not really, not choice schools, no.
Good.
You know, we're either, you know, with child care, it's either privately owned or it's like Ebenezer is a not-for-profit. Mm. So we have a board of directors, like I report to a board of directors. And so typically that's the situation.
Okay. Nice. How long has Ebenezer been around?
for over 55 years.
Wow.
We were originally, the name, where the name comes from is we were originally affiliated with an Ebenezer Lutheran Church.
Oh, yeah.
And then in 1989, they, I was not with the agency at the time, but they decided to break away from the church and form our own not-for-profit status. Mm-hmm. So, and we kept the name because it already had a good reputation and we wanted to keep it.
The brand was established.
Yep.
It's good. So, what are, you know, with everything going on and also with the, I guess, complete cut of funds imminent within the next year, are there any strategies that, I guess, your leadership or your team are exploring to, you know, offset those costs? Is it, you know, is it maybe foundation or, you know, public private foundation money?
There are a couple advocacy groups and we're kind of working on what the next strategy is since we're coming up on a, budget time for the state.
Yeah.
You know, I'm working with a couple of other organizations. Well, I should say Ebenezer is working with a couple of organizations to organize what we're going to call like a business summit and we want to start in Milwaukee and hopefully do it in other parts of the state, but bring business community leaders together to just hear the message. Not necessarily asking for funding, but asking us to help support our efforts with funding. So many of these business community leaders have connections with politicians and, you know, hopefully they can use some of their influence to help.
Good, good. Yeah, I mean, to my knowledge, isn't there still not a surplus in the state budget that the majority of the legislature is sitting on?
I've heard that. I don't know that for a fact.
I know a few, maybe a year or two ago, I had my county supervisor on and he was talking about a sales tax that the county board was going to put through, and he was kind of promoting the merits of it. And, you know, Waukesha County, as you know, is pretty much a red county. And so people aren't big fans of tax increases, especially sales tax. But the reason is that a lot of the taxes being paid from Waukesha County to Madison aren't being recirculated back. And so really, you know, these local legislatures, including Waukesha County, have no choice but to raise sale taxes. And it's definitely a double whammy, for obviously for the taxpayer, the consumer. And is there any like kind of focus on that in your, you know, in terms of in the childcare advocacy world for bringing attention to that?
I've not heard that, but like I said, we're kind of just gearing up with some of the advocacy efforts. So, it'll be interesting to find out more. I know next week, I can't remember who's hosting it. There's going to be a night we're going to, and it's about the governor candidates. An opportunity to hear what they have to say, but then also to ask questions of them. So I think that's going to be very interesting. Yeah.
Terrific. And is that from both parties or just like one party?
I'm not sure. I thought it might be just Democrats, but I could be wrong about that.
Okay. Interesting. And where does that take place?
Where and when? I mean, it's in Milwaukee. It's at a place actually I've never heard of. I don't recall right now, but so I think that's going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know right now. I don't know much about the governor candidates, so it's going to be a great opportunity to learn more.
Yeah. I'm disappointed to see the Democratic Party so crowded with candidates. I'm obviously very biased towards Sarah Rodriguez, She's been on my show a few times, and she's a Waukesha South parent like myself. But, you know, she was one of these people that, you know, she, it wasn't her life's dream to be a politician. It was a calling, you know, that she, I mean, she was a nurse and a Peace Corps volunteer and a dedicated healthcare professional, but was coaxed by a lot of close friends, people that, you know, really looked up to her and believed in her to run for state rep. And then she did, and, you know, flipped, you know, it was one of those 50-50 kind of districts, and then they got gerrymandered, and she was going to sure to lose with the new maps. And then that's when she ran for lieutenant governor and helped, you know, Governor Evers win. But she's traveled all 72 of the counties. And again, as a school parent, she's obviously very keen on children and education, and well, as a healthcare professional too. But I just, as much as I admire the other candidates, especially David Crowley, like, it's, you know, amazing life story. Mandela Barnes, I just think it creates an unnecessary and crowded field. And I think that's unfortunate. I think that some of those other candidates may be raising more money. And, you know, again, like I said, Sarah's been involved at the state level for 4 years, and she's had a pretty active presence statewide. And, like when I was on the board, I used to chair the board of the Waukesha Food Pantry. She came and visited a couple Novembers ago, and for the mere reason of finding out what families are doing for Thanksgiving to make sure that they're well fed, or that they're, you know, that.
Sure.
And so it was just, it really meant a lot to people, to a lot of people, that she did that. And so, well, you know, it'll be interesting to see. And, you know, again, with childcare, you know, childcare should be one of those bigger issues. And she has spoken on it, you know, from time to time. So, yeah. Now, your business is, or I hate to say business, your organization has grown, even expanded. And again, it had to do with some other, maybe some issues that the school was having that merged with you. But has your enrollment been affected to date by some of the pressures, if you will, financially?
I mean, we definitely have openings at all of our sites. It kind of depends on the age group too.
Right.
Under two is a little more challenging. We tend to fill up very quickly with that age area. But when you get into 3 and 4 year olds, we're competing with the public schools that have the 3 and 4 year olds in them.
Okay.
And obviously we charge tuition, the public schools do not.
Okay.
So, but we provide 3K and 4K programs at all of our locations. Mm. And we feel that they're even more appropriate for 3 and 4 year olds because they're lower teacher child ratios. It's a developmentally appropriate program. Our programs, our classrooms, our centers are designed for younger children. So, and plus we're kind of that one-stop shop. The children can stay with us all day. Mm-hmm. They don't have to go on a bus anywhere or go to half day 3K and then come have to go somewhere else. So we have 3K and 4K at all of our programs. And those are the age groups, you know, we have openings in because, as I said, we're competing with the public schools.
Right, right. Interesting. So, well, good. Now, what we may have to move to the next podcast of talking this one topic, but in seeing some of the political, I guess, discussions or assertions of values, you hear a lot from the Republicans about, well, you know, young people need to get married and have children and have more children like we used to back in the good old days. And and wives should be able to stay at home and raise the children and you know, yada. And do you see it currently, you know, as kind of a competing mindset? Have you heard much of that, or is the first time you're hearing it is from me?
Not, I don't think we've really heard much of that. You know, every family is different and the choices they're making, and, you know, some prefer to work and feel they're better off as a working, you know, working parent, and some don't have a choice either.
Right,
so,
right.
But I haven't heard that too much.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. How are we doing on time, Max? Well, I guess we should wind this one up. Well, hey, stick around. Bev's going to stick around for podcast number two, and we're going to talk more about the state of childcare in Wisconsin, and maybe even focus in a little more on the Milwaukee area, Waukesha County, and where Bev is in Elm Grove. And so, yeah, in the meantime, you know, go get a cold beverage or use the restroom, and we'll be back in a couple minutes here on This Week in Waukesha. Bye for now.